Listen now to Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder.
How can we care for a person with cancer? We've been talking about that question this week, and to conclude, a couple of suggestions. Please go to my website, Wisdom of the Wounded, and type in cancer, and you'll get some suggestions on how to care. Also on the home page, you will find caregiving basics. These are important ways to care for people. And then I found the following suggestion, which really was, I think, a powerful way to show somebody you really care. It's by Grace Butler. She's a colon cancer survivor. She says that one of the most difficult issues in her cancer journey is because she's alone and lonely. She shares, there were many, many times of going to labs, going to screens, going to scans, MRIs, and etc. Initially, I had a driver, she said, someone from my church who would take me to the appointments, drop me off, and when the appointment was over, I would call, and that person would come back to pick me up. That's sort of the way I've lived my life. I can recall, Grace says, the most difficult time for me was when I needed to have a bone scan. I was overwhelmed with having to do this by myself. I'm looking at people as they would come and as they would go. You could always tell who the patient was and who the caregiver was, but in almost every instance, I saw a patient with somebody. And while I sat there, I realized I was alone, and I wept. Then I went for my scan. So the advice for the caregiver, tell someone like Grace, I will go with you. It may mean that you have to change your schedule and tear up your to-do list for the day, but you know what? You will be doing something so important, the very kind of thing that Jesus would do. God bless.
Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder is heard each day at this time. Learn more about Wisdom of the Wounded by going online to wisdomofthewounded.com.